Hope is the vixen fox, raising five kits in the wooded corner of our five-acre parcel, late April. I stare out the window over the sink, the citrus soap promising something pure as we shelter in place. A rolling fog smokes the green grass. The vixen glides her grizzled gray between orchard and rock wall border. I worry over my daughter as she works her graveyard shifts with patients testing positive. She carries her early conception deep under scrubs and layers of protection. The fox strides with some limp mammal snug between her teeth, tail tip black. She will feed first, then suckle her kits. I am dumbstruck by her wild grace, starving for the necessary hunger I felt as I learned to latch my first, offering milk for each perceived need, craving burnt toast spread with sour jam in the witching hours when I paced the house, cajoling her to sleep. The fox and her kits flaunt their thriving only to me. I conceal their den even to my husband, leave offerings of cracked eggs and apple peels on the worn grass path. I study the rodent bones outside her tunnel dirt door, skulls and mandibles marked with her teeth. I hope for her whelping blessing to reach my daughter as she works.